Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
There's a sign on this door. You know what it says. It says, no food or drink in studio. One moment, please. That's my ice swirling around. That's my very berry refresher from Starbucks, which I entered with a gun and bought so that I could bring it here to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios in violation of the policy on the door. So I violated the no-gun policy, and now I'm violating the no-food-or-drink-in-studio policy. And yet I am not violating any law. And I feel zero remorse about what I've done. It's Friday today. Want to have some fun with you. I got a lot of email about you from the Josie Wales yesterday. So my favorite scene from the movie, and there are some fantastic words of wisdom here. Take a listen.
I am 10 bears.
I'm Josie Wales.
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not. Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. I'll live with you. Dying ain't so hard for men like you and me. It's living that's hard. And all you've ever cared about has been butchered or raped. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. The bear lives here. The wolf, the antelope, the Comanche. And so will we. And we'll only hunt what we need to live on, same as the Comanche does. And every spring when the grass turns green and the Comanche moves north, we can rest here in peace. Butcher some of our cattle and jerk beef for the journey. The sign of the Comanche. That will be on our lodge. That's my word of life.
And your word of death?
It's here in my pistols, there in your rifles. I'm here for either one.
Ooh. Let me go to my guest for the hour, Bill Frady, host of Lock and Load Radio. Bill, how you doing?
I'm good. I am. Well, I didn't have time to stop at Starbucks. But I
That's okay.
Almost every day. Almost every day.
It's a rule. It's not a law. It's a rule. Let's get that straight. Hey, quick before we go there, you heard Josie Wales talking to Ten Bears, right?
I heard him, yeah.
Very prophetic. There was a lot in that. Governments don't get along. People get along. He was talking about the Comanche lives here, the bear lives here, the antelope lives here. Kind of a little bit of a liberal tinge of we can all just get along, right?
Right. Then again, with all the things the liberals keep throwing my way, your way, every law-abiding gun owner's way, I sort of like the line from Josie Wales where he goes, are you going to draw those pistols or whistle Dixie?
And there's a lot of lines in that movie that make a lot of sense to a lot about what we talk about, particularly that I came here to get either one from you.
Mm-hmm.
We can live together and stay off each other's backs. You get on my back, or I get on your back, we got a problem. My word of life is true, and so is my word of death. Both. It's here in these pistols, right? And it's there in your rifles. Let's all get along. This is an armed society being a polite society, isn't it?
Correct.
Where have we heard that before?
Yes, just not. We don't get to practice it too much around here, do we?
Well, that depends on where we live. I get to practice it every single day, and
oh,
I mean, you get to practice it every day too, right?
I do too, but I mean, when I look at people lose their mind over a parking space or a car pulling in front of them or something, They're not regarding, I mean, I regard the society as a polite society, and I regard everybody as dangerous and is able to do whatever it is I think I can do. And I don't think many people think that way besides those of us that carry a gun on a daily basis.
You know, you may be, maybe you are right. You're absolutely correct. Very prophetic. We could get into a lot of different, we could go a lot of different directions here. Frankly, with what you just said. Really, we could jump down a lot of different rabbit holes and carry more than an hour of conversation in just what you brought up right there. So let's just take the one, the law-abiding citizen. What I took from that is the law-abiding citizen, the CCW holder is the most law-abiding citizen of all citizens. True statement, right?
So says the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
Okay, now you're digging more holes.
That's what they found out accidentally. Yes, we are the most law-abiding. We are more law-abiding than the police.
Statistics prove that, but why does the other side think that's not true or try to paint us in such a negative light then when we know it's not true? We know CCW permit holders commit crimes at a far lower rate. Look, let's just throw this out there. Let's get this out on the table right away. There are bad people in all walks of life, and if you've listened to me, Armed American Radio listener, for the better part of the past decade, you've heard me say this before, but there are bad people in all walks of life. There is someone from every walk of life, judge, doctor of any type of specialty, lawyer, dentist, good guy, accountant, it doesn't make who, you know, builder, painter, sitting in a prison cell somewhere for committing a horrific crime. It doesn't matter. We can't live. There are bad people everywhere. Isn't that true? Isn't that the basic underlying premise of what we talk about every day, that bad people exist and evil exists, right, Bill?
Well, I mean, the nature of man has not changed that much since Cain and Abel, right? We got iPhones and iPads, and we can order our Starbucks drinks on our phones and go pick them up and break a few rules and all that.
Whoa, hold on. Stop. We can? We can do that?
Yeah. Yes, we can. But
that's for real? You're not kidding about that? You can actually order a Starbucks on your phone? I did not know that. Believe it or not, I did not know that. I have the little thing, yeah. And I pay with the app, so I get a free coffee from time to time. But I didn't realize you could do that. Is that true?
Yes. I don't like to stand in the line too much. I like to have it waiting on me. I'm looking for that instant gratification. If you
know that, come to think of it, I saw that. Now I know. Okay, now I'm putting two and two together. Mobile pickups here. All right. I get it now. I'm going to tell you what I thought. We go to the drive-thru and order and then go around and walk in and get it. I'm only kidding. I did say this when the car drove by one time when I was a kid. Daddy, what's an invalid cab? I'll let you figure that one out. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I mean, when we look at things, and man has not evolved that much. I'm still waiting on when we achieve warp speed and the Vulcans come down, maybe we will evolve at that time. But until that moment, we're still pretty much where we began as far as our nature. So, yes, there is evil. I think the problem with most of these people that don't understand how law-abiding we are, what a boon to society we are in the United States, is that they don't know. I think, and there's a lot of really good people that walk around, and I try to get away from the cliche, but it's hard to get away from calling them sheep. Because, like in Las Vegas, when everybody found out bump stocks existed, which they've been around for 7 years.
Sure, nobody knew about them, right?
Nobody knew that existed. Nobody knew that happened. Everybody's acting like this Kelly guy out in Texas, him falling through the cracks of the background check system. There's millions of people that haven't been reported to the NICS. Millions. So, I mean...
Well, that would make that system pretty ineffective then. Are you saying that it's an ineffective system?
I believe I may be, yes.
Wow. Oh, geez. Oh, Pete, that can't say that's not so, Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. Because, of course, it's so. I'm being facetious here. We're having some fun with this. But, yes. Yep. It's almost a rhetorical question. You mean, jeez, oh, Pete. The fact of the matter is, how much time do I have? Sean, how much time do I have? I got about, okay, I see it here. Catch the clock over here. Yeah, I don't want to have to cut you off at the hard break. You know how that goes. You're on the radio every day. So
I do.
Let's kind of leave it with this. the background check system in this country, there was a piece on bearingarms.com, by the way, and I got an email about it sent to me, the JPFO crew. Oh, boy. Because, you see, I'm with JPFO crew on this. I think we ought to replace the NICS check with the BIDS system. Are you familiar with the BIDS system?
I've heard about the BIDS system, but I don't remember the details. But what I did hear about it, I did like.
Yeah, it's... Well, maybe we'll go into a little bit of that. That's a show in and of itself. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue this conversation. Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio, love it. And I love you, Bill. Thanks for being here, man. We got a whole hour together, 45 minutes. When we come back from the break, we'll continue the conversation here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Attention, gun owner. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook that I recorded for you, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and much, much more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there now and get yours before they're gone. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneof4guns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Gun owners, if you're forced to pull the trigger, you had better know what to do. You'd better know what to say. The cops are going to show up. You'd better know how to act. You'd better know what to say. Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Because I'm telling you, they're going to arrive. These are very important things that every responsible gun owner needs to know. That's how you describe yourself as responsible. You know these things. You'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, but you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. 164-page guide and free audiobook. I did the audiobook for you. Spent a lot of time voicing it for you. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, where to sit and where not to sit, and why. It's fascinating stuff. I love that. For some reason, I really ate that up. How to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids and a whole bunch more. But they're only offering this to you, my listeners, for a few more days. If you want the free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get that bonus home defense checklist I've been talking about. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Rob Fries-Conlin, how you doing? Brother, I know you're tuned in. I just wanted to give you a big shout-out. Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio. Let me briefly give a brief description of what BIDS is versus NICS. NICS is the National Instant Criminal Check System. It's how we buy a gun today, right? That's right. The background check system, right? All right. How does that work? What do we do? When we go in to buy a gun, Bill, what do we do? Form 4473, what's the process?
Well, the Form 4473 is where you basically make your declaration of who you are, and you make your declaration of who you aren't, and what you have, what you haven't done. And then they take that 4473, and like in the state of South Carolina where I live now that I have a CCW, I don't have to go through those anymore, but I do have to fill out the 4473. But once
all gun owners do, all gun buyers do.
Yeah, if you fill out the when they're doing the background check, I guess they're calling in to NICS, and they're saying to this is what he's buying and this is what he's doing, and they either give a thumbs up or thumbs down. And then if they give a thumbs down, I think they may ask for a further look, and then they may get another thumbs down. Although I've heard the NICS system is way behind on the turndowns, on the negative results. And then in 3 days, you can pick up the gun because that is a check on the government's power against you owning a gun. And then they have a mechanism to where if you actually failed the background check, they would be able to come and get it from you. But it's a process that started out as a five-day waiting period and then switched over into the instant background check back in the 90s when we were graced with the Brady Law.
Yeah, and some states have 10-day waiting period. I think California, that's spelled with a K, has a 10-day waiting period and so forth. It's utterly ridiculous. Think about it this way. If you're already a gun owner, you already possess a certain amount of firearms, and a 10-day wait still applies to you, that's a joke. You've already got guns. If you wanted to do something bad with a gun, you don't need to go and buy a new one to do it. If the whole thing is a joke, it's a farce. It's designed for one thing, to eventually create a database to take your guns. Let me clarify one thing that Bill mentioned, which is 100% accurate. But some of you who might be new to the program or new to the process might not have caught the little nuance in there. The three-day that he's talking about, there's a conditional denial, and there's a denial. The dealer will tell you, I'm sorry, you've been denied. Oh, okay. Or there's a conditional denial. And a conditional denial says you've got 3 days. The government's going to, somebody going to, if the dealer doesn't hear anything back in 3 days, you can come in and pick up your firearm. We don't know what that denial is for. None of us ever know what that's for. Maybe your name sounded like somebody else. Maybe they were busy. Whatever the case may be, it happens. Now we've got what a lot of people, Alan Corwin over at gunlaws.com, the Alan Corwin Experience, great friend of mine, is talking about this and loves this system. And I do too. The blind identification database system is what is referred to as BIDS. And what that is you don't have to fill out a 4473, and you shouldn't have to anyway. The government should already have a list of prohibited possessors. And all they do is compare your name against that list. Dealers simply reference the encrypted password protected prohibited possessor list on their local computers, and it's done. It's like a computerized yellow pages, if you will. And the list is updated constantly. But, you know, it's a proposal that's out there. It's never going to see the light of day. I don't believe it's ever going to see the light of day, but
The same shortcoming as NICS, though, because both of those systems are only as good as the reporting agencies, right?
That is absolutely correct. There's no question about that, but there's ways around it. And it's called efficiency. And this is a problem with huge bureaucratic bloated government, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no such thing as that, is there?
I'm sure there isn't. I'm just waiting for the next government shutdown to see how few people they get by with again. That always is quite the tell for me. If I were playing poker, I'd go all in at that particular moment when they're showing that much off. But anyway.
But you digress, right? You digress?
I do digress. I'll tell you one thing. Getting off of background checks and everything, you know, at the NRA meetup that you were at and I was at.
Yes.
Trump who came there because Trump got elected in large part because of gun owners. Would you agree?
I would say that he got elected not in large part, but because of, at that stage of the game, yes. Absolutely, I would agree.
And I would think that for some reason, the same people that were telling us what his polling numbers were when he came out of nowhere and electorally crushed pantsuit, you know, they're looking at that now and saying this. And they tried the same thing they tried with him. And I, you know, I don't know if we know he actually said what he said on that hot mic moment with Billy Bush. And still he won. And for some reason, I've been watching this thing with Roy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know where Moore stands as far as if he did all of this stuff. None of us do. We're never going to know. Because when some of this stuff happened, I hadn't got my driver's license yet. But for some reason, what we've already learned is a false set of pretentious rhetoric that they're throwing out there with Trump. Now it's, you know, very applicable to Roy Moore. It's not applicable to Menendez. It's not applicable to, it's becoming applicable to Clinton. But I mean, all the Republicans have to do, I think they had three primary goals they had to do. They've choked on one. They're trying to move forward on the other. And I'm still waiting to see national reciprocity. That was one thing that was a big thing.
All right. Well, I'm going to go into national reciprocity with you in the next segment. I wanted to touch on that with you. The Moore thing, none of us will ever know, but I will tell you one thing. Roy Moore has run for virtually every office and been in heated campaigns his entire adult life in Alabama. Rose all the way to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama, and it is very difficult for me to believe the accusations are now coming out. And I'm going to make a bold statement here. A very bold statement here. And I'm going to tell you that those accusations are not coming from Democrats. Those accusations are coming from the Republican rhino swamp, and I'm going to guarantee, and we'll probably never know, but they're coming from McConnell's office.
Well, I mean, McConnell's out there saying it publicly, and that's up to the people of Alabama. He's got nothing to do with that.
Oh, no, these women are coming from McConnell. I'm telling you, McConnell's office has a hand in this. Now, it's fun to talk about, okay? Fun to talk about. We'll never know the answer to this. And I don't. No one will ever know what Moore did. No one will ever know about the Thomas hearings. You know, we got the same. You know, I got to stop now because there goes the music. That's darn it. Oh, I know we got to pay the bills, but boy, oh boy. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about national reciprocity with Bill Frady, being held up now for 40 plus weeks by one person.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan. Let me go back to Bill Frady first. Bill, I'm glad you brought up national reciprocity. This is a thorn in a lot of people's side. This should have been taken care of weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
Very low-hanging fruit.
It is very low-hanging fruit. But we've got swamp rhinos, swamp rats, swamp creatures at the head of the House in Paul Ryan who do not want to see Trump succeed in any way, shape, or form.
That's right.
The incident in Vegas gave him an excuse to drop national reciprocity for the time being and deny Trump a victory. Do you see it that way, or am I being a conspiracy guy?
No. See, here's the problem with all of these swamp Republicans. They look at politics as a game, and they look at the business of the government as a game. And they are completely happy with swapping power back and forth. Okay, Democrats, it's your turn this time. We'll see you in 8 years, and we'll take it from there. And nothing ever changes, and there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two of them. Very little difference. If Trump comes in and Trump succeeds, then, 30 years of promises and everything go right down the drain, 30 years of expectations. This is why Bill Kristol can't, he's trying to, at Weekly Standard, he's an ever-Trumper. Kevin Williams said at National Review, he's an ever-Trumper. And all of these people like Ryan, McConnell, Lindsey Graham, John McCain, they're all never-Trumpers. They can't afford for him to succeed because Trump is actually, I don't even know that I would call Trump, he's like a hybrid. He's just somebody that gets things done. I mean, opening up a hot dog stand in New York is a bureaucratic red tape nightmare. He built skyscrapers. So this is a guy that knows how to get things done. He knows how to execute, come in under budget. That's what he knows. That's his business. And this could be happening right now in government. Government could be a beautiful thing. But for these guys here, they believe that if they can get rid of Trump or if they can keep him from succeeding, when he's out of the way, it'll go back to business as usual.
And business as usual is why Americans are fed up, and it's why Trump is in office. So this is a catch-22. We would have a lot of fun with that.
Yep.
AWR Hawkins is reporting at Breitbart News, quoting, Paul Ryan ignoring national reciprocity for 45th consecutive week. It is November 17th, and House Speaker Paul Ryan is ignoring national reciprocity legislation for a 45th consecutive week. Breitbart News reported that Representative Richard Hudson introduced national reciprocity legization on January 3, 2017. His bill would allow people with a state-issued concealed carry license or permit to conceal a handgun in any other state that allows concealed carry as long as the permit holder follows the laws of that state. And he goes on to reference a conversation that was had by me and Representative Massey on Armed American Radio in September. But the excitement has abated now that over 45 weeks have passed without Speaker Ryan taking up or even mentioning Rep. Hudson's national reciprocity legislation. The most we have heard on the topic was Representative Thomas Massey's statement in early September, wherein he indicated that Ryan, quote, didn't think the timing was right for legislation revolving around national reciprocity. And AWR has a link there to my website because that was what Thomas Massey told me on Armed American Radio when I asked him point blank about national reciprocity, and Massey supports national reciprocity. There's 230-plus co-sponsors on this particular piece of legislation. Bill,
that's
it should have moved.
That's enough to pass the House.
It should have moved. And I started a little hashtag. I hate the word hashtag. Pound. Pound. Move the damn bill. Move the damn bill. And it's not. So right now, if I was to say to you, definitively, give me a definitive reason why Paul Ryan is not moving this bill, your response would be what?
Because he's a Frito-Cub. Because he's used to business as usual. He probably finds Trump, and he probably finds gun owners who feel like they need to carry guns, despite the fact that he has little arm detail. I'm sure his detail would dwarf Scalise's because, you know, he's so much bigger than Scalise.
Of course. Well, it does. That's true.
He's got a little arm detail going around for him. So truly important people have this, Mark. And the rest of us, we don't really need it because we're not that important. And that's all fine and good, Representative Ryan. But, I mean, as far as that goes, you know, there will come a time. I would love to see Paul Ryan get Eric Cantored in this next election. I'm looking for a whole contingent of Dave Bratz to roll in and not knock these guys out of their saddle. It's happened again.
There's more to it than what you or I can surmise here on this program. I can't tell you what's in Paul Ryan's head and inside his heart. We know what we know, and we can speculate based on what we've heard. I can certainly speculate. I've talked to Massey on this program before. I've talked to Representative Barry Loudermilk on this program about this very issue before. And these people were there. Loudermilk was there. This should have moved.
Have you ever tried to call Ryan's office?
I have called Ryan's office more time than I have fingers and toes. I have sent emails. I'm that guy that does that, yes. I mean, but, you know, let me ask you, where are you going with that?
Well, I mean, I've tried to call Ryan's office, and I can never speak to a human. His various positions, but I don't know how to speak to a human.
Well, depending on who and what you want to do, if you want to speak to a human, I can give you contact information for that from media standpoint. You probably already have that. But I can tell you right now he won't come on this program and answer questions about national reciprocity. I can promise
sure.
you that.
I'm
you know,
sure.
and I don't know.
I'm so sure of that.
Oh, sure. You know, that's the swamp creature right there.
And I've got about 3.5 minutes in this segment. Somewhere else I want to go with you quickly, too. National reciprocity, this needs to move. And I'm confident that this is going to move. We've heard everything from the NRA not wanting the bill to move until the midterms in 2018. I don't know. At this stage of the game, it's really hard to tell. It's as twisted, really, as what's happening in Vegas with the investigation out there. Speaking of that, let me end the segment there with you before I go to the River Church in Tampa Bay, my hometown. I know where this church is, and I want to read you the sign that's posted. It's fantastic. I want you to hear it, and I get your perspective on it. I already know what your perspective is going to be because we have such like mind. But you know what? In the essence of time, shoot. I guess I'll just go. Let me go to the church, if that's okay. Can I do that quick? Do you mind if I do that quickly, Bill?
No, not at all. Go ahead.
All right. Welcome to the River at Tampa Bay Church. See, I'm looking right at this, so I want to go here now. Welcome to the River at Tampa Bay Church. Right of admission reserved. This is private property. Warning in bold letters. Highlighted in red. Please know this is not a gun-free zone. We are heavily armed. Any attempt will be dealt with deadly force. Yes, we are a church, and we will protect our people, the pastors. That's a pretty bold statement on a sign. Do you think someone's going to walk in there and try to make a statement with a firearm?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, statistically speaking, I can say absolutely not, because what does John Lott say? Out of all of these shootings we talk about, only one or two since 1950. Everything else has occurred in a gun-free zone.
Why is it not common sense? Because the left hijacks the language. I always like to talk about taking the language back. We have to own the language. We have to take the... That's how we get the narrative back.
Sure.
Common sense gun legislation. There's no such thing. That's common sense gun legislation right there. That's it. That's common sense. Walk in here, try to cause harm, you're going to be shot and more than likely killed. We will deal with you with deadly force. Warning. This school is not a gun-free zone. Our children will be protected. Enter to do harm at your own risk. We will shoot back. That is common sense to any clear-thinking, intellectually honest person. That is common sense. We'll go into some other areas. Bill Frady, when we come back. So much to talk about. Be right back.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, gun owners, remember, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. You're running out of time to get the 164-page guide that tells you all the cool stuff and that I did the audio for you so you can listen to it while you're driving around at work, whatever you may be doing, maybe cutting the grass. If you happen to live in an area of the country where you're lucky enough to cut your grass this time of year, I still do, so that's kind of cool. But the audiobook is great. And if you listen to it, I want your feedback, please. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I've been really enjoying the feedback I've been getting back from everybody about that, not just the audiobook, but the actual 164-page guide itself. And if you're one of those few people who can't get the guide, just I said yesterday, I think I sent two or three links for it. I also tweeted it. If you want to get my Twitter feed, at AARMark, I'm putting it up there, too. We just retweeted it from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association yesterday. And I'll have the link going back up again today. So follow me over there on Twitter, at AARMark, at AARMark. And you can also get the link there, too. Really, really cool stuff. I just don't know how long the link is going to be active. But you'll learn how to detect attackers. You'll learn how to navigate your way through various goofy gun laws. And God forbid you have to use a firearm and find yourself. And there are 125 right now, by the way, 125 members of the United States Concealed Carry Association who are protected and find themselves in that very 125. Oh, that's right. People don't ever use guns to defend themselves. 125. And there are a lot more people who use a gun who don't find themselves part of the system. But 125 out of 250,000 USCCA members have this protection and are home with their families because of it as their case winds its way through. You'll learn how to deal with that in this 164-page guide. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? The 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and you also get the Home Defense Checklist for free. It's up there for a limited amount of time left, okay? Armedandresponsible.com. Learn everything you can. Suck it up. Embrace sucking up the knowledge. Let's go back to Bill Frady. Bill, I want to apologize. I've got so much to talk with you about. I'm just not going to be able to get everything in. I'm just simply not going to, you know. There'll be another day.
Yeah.
So let me throw something to you before I set up another topic here. Is there anything that you want to cover right now that you've been talking about all week on your show, Locked and Loaded, that you want to address with Armed American Radio listeners?
I think the book that you're talking about, I think that is a very important book for anybody to get, simply because people who train to be gunfighters very rarely get to a gunfight. There's nothing romantic about getting into a gunfight. When you shoot somebody, you're going to go through some physiological changes as soon as you come off of that adrenaline dump that is going to be quite unpleasant. Your memories are going to be marred forever. And the last thing, and that's just something you're going to have to deal with, at the very least. So the last thing you want to do, if you can do it, is the best gunfight is the one that you don't get into. And this is why people like Rob Pincus and James Yeager and Steve Fisher and Tatiana Whitlock and all these rock star tactical trainers, they don't get into gunfights because they're practicing probably a whole bunch of stuff that book that you're talking about instructs people on what to look for, how to walk up, you know, perceive the world, what to look for on a daily basis. Most people walk around all day checking their phone.
But it's pretty pathetic, isn't it?
Gunfighters don't. Gunfighters are looking. And when gunfighters see something, they see something before anybody else does, and then they get their loved ones out of the way.
That's called preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Near and dear to my heart, obviously. It's something we've been talking about here for years. I like to coin it this way. Preparing to avoid by being aware. It's real simple. What is preparation, avoidance, and awareness? What kind of techniques? Think about it. Prepare to avoid what you're talking about, the gunfight or trouble or any situation that could lead to that, by simply being aware. By paying attention when you walk to your car. You see four or five people standing by a van next to your car, and they're looking at you. Turn around and go right back in where you came from. You've just avoided it. Why would you put yourself in that situation? Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I mean, Muhammad Ali didn't win fights by beating the guy's fist up with his face. He avoided that kind of that part of the altercation until he had everything exactly the way he wanted it. So the fight was now his fight to fight versus going into that. That is the epitome of anybody who knows anything about self-defense. It can be with a gun, a pair of sticks, hand-to-hand, whatever it is. Taking control of the fight and wresting it from the people that would bring it to you is a disruptive thing to their thought process, and you've already begun to win when you do that. But avoiding the fight, if you can avoid the fight, and I mean, I carry a gun. I've been carrying a CZP-09. I got 20 rounds on tap just in the gun. I got two spare magazines with me, and I do not want to have to employ that if I do not have to. You have?
I have.
Well, I know you have.
I've pulled my firearm, as you know, several years ago, pointed it directly at the chest of two human beings. I didn't have to pull the trigger. Thank God. But I couldn't get out. Let me tell you something. I know what that adrenaline dump is like. I know what the splitting headache is like after that. I know what the shaking is like after that.
You didn't shoot.
I know what that dump is. And I didn't have to pull the trigger. Imagine if I did. I think about that a lot. Here's the thing. I was prepared to if I had to. And I sense that the two individuals who were trying to get in the car off my front left bumper sensed that about me. Now, it may very well have just been the muzzle of that Glock 36, which was a 45 caliber that I was carrying at that time. It probably looked like a cannon staring at them. Oh, sure. I'm sure it does. And I'll never forget the description. I'll never forget what that individual, I'll never forget what his eyes looked like. And I'll never forget seeing his hand go up. You can read about it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. It's chapter one. I've told the story, you know, many, 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 many times. But I'll never forget that. And I never want to find myself in that situation ever again. But it wasn't something that I went into. It was something that came towards me.
Right.
And I saw something unfolding in front of me, and I was able, through my peripheral vision and my mind, to process what was happening. And that's the importance. Go ahead.
And the difference between you and most people, because there's only there with the permitless carry states, there might be 25 million people carrying a gun today. That's on a daily basis. And the difference between us and everybody else is that we have voluntarily put ourselves in a position to where we would have to get in that mindset. And, you know, but the reason to do that, for any of you that may be listening that haven't done that yet, you're on your own. If you call the cops and everything's going right and they're going to get to you as fast as they can, you're looking at between 8 and 11 minutes before they get there. So do you want to be stabbed for 8 minutes if you're waiting on the cops to save you? Do you want to be beaten with a crowbar or beaten half to death? Or you're on your own for those few minutes. And
let me tell you about those few minutes. Those few minutes are very, very long. Those few seconds are very, very long. Very, very long. You know, I don't know how many of you have had an opportunity to have to call 911. I have on occasion, and you wonder, God, where are they, man? Where are they? Imagine if you're with your children somewhere and you're surrounded by somebody that's hell-bent on taking what you have. Your kids are, you don't want your kids to witness this. Where are they? You're not going to have time to say, hold on, Mr. Criminal, I got to call 911. You can hope and pray that somebody around you is seeing it. But you know what? In today's day and age, they're probably filming it. They're probably filming it. They're probably filming what could be your eventual demise. Right. And I love this. I never got to what I wanted to get to, and that's okay because this conversation is so important. And that's what's so fun about Armed American Radio. Bill, we're getting ready to close out the hour. We're going to do it all again on the Monster broadcast this weekend. You can catch me. Make sure. Just head over to AAR Mark or Facebook.com/Armed American Radio or ArmedAmericanRadio.com. For a station to listen, hundreds of stations around the country and hundreds of cities on the Monster broadcast this weekend, coming up on Sunday, 8 to 11 Eastern, 5 to 8 Pacific, nationwide and around the world. Bill, quickly, where can people listen to Lock and Load, brother?
The easiest way to find it is go to GCNlive.com. I'm live 6 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday when my computer has a crash like it has today.
That means you're going to be running the best of and you get the day off. All right, Bill Frady, thanks, brother, for everything that you do. We'll see you on the flip side, okay, on the radio. Until we meet again on the Monster broadcast, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. See you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.